As cattle supplies continue to shrink, beef production doing the same, and prices still on the upswing, where does that leave the bottom lines for the various sectors of the beef industry? Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham says, obviously,
cow-calf producers are going to be doing very, very well as the pool of calves diminish, and with the current grain price forecast we're looking at, they're going to be looking at very strong feeder calf prices. If you're a cattle feeder, at least in the near term, where you're having to pay a lot for that diminished pool of feeder calves, plus currently high grain prices, your returns are negative and will be, at least till we start seeing some declines in grain prices with the arrival of the new crop.
And for the packers, after months of losses, they've finally gotten into the black here in the last few weeks.
Part of that reflecting some declines in cattle prices and a little bit of a bump in wholesale beef prices.
But Shagham says most likely those prices are going to be on the upswing over the next year, and we'll see how that affects packers and everybody in the industry. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.